ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 20 श्लोक नंबर 11। अस्मिन् लोके वर्तमानः स्वधर्मस्तो अनघ शुचि ज्ञानं विशुद्धं आप्नोति मद्भक्तिं वा यदृच्छया। अस्मिन् लोके वर्तमानः स्वधर्मस्थो अनघ शुचि ज्ञानं विशुद्धं आप्नोति मद्भक्तिं वा यदृच्छया। अस्मिन् लोके वर्तमानः स्वधर्मस्थो अनघ शुचि ज्ञानं विशुद्धं आप्नोति मद्भक्तिं वा यदृच्छयः। ज्ञानं विशुद्धं आप्नोति word to word meaning asmin in this loke world vartamanah existing swadharma in one's prescribed duty stah situated anaghah free from sinful activities shuchihi cleansed of material contamination jnanam knowledge विशुद्धम ट्रांसेंडेंटल आपनोति ऑब्टेन्स मत टू मी भक्तिम डिवोशनल सर्विस वा और यदृच्छया अकॉर्डिंग टू वन्स फॉर्चून। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट वन हु इज सिचुएटेड इन हिज प्रिस्क्राइब्ड ड्यूटी फ्री फ्रॉम सिनफुल एक्टिविटीज एंड क्लीन्स ऑफ मटेरियल कंटेमिनेशन इन दिस वेरी लाइफ obtains transcendental knowledge or by fortune devotional service unto me. Asmin loke indicates one's present duration of life. Before the death of one's present body, one can obtain transcendental knowledge or by great fortune pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord. The word yadruchaya indicates that if somehow or other one gets the association of pure devotees and hears from them faithfully, one can achieve Krishna consciousness, the highest perfection of life. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, through transcendental knowledge one obtains liberation, whereas through pure devotional service one can achieve love of Godhead, in which liberation is automatically included. Both results are certainly superior to ordinary futile activities by which one tries to enjoy much the same things that animals do. If one's devotional service is mixed with tendency towards fruitive activities or mental speculation, then one may achieve the neutral stage of love of Godhead. Whereas, those who are inclined to serve only Lord Krishna advance to the higher stages of love of Godhead in servitude, friendship, parental love and the conjugal relationship. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा So today we are reading chapter number 20. This title is Pure Devotional Service Surpasses the Knowledge and Renunciation. Before I give a class, I seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for my purification and for your pleasure and for the glorification of the Lord. So, till now, Sri Krishna is telling Uddhava that how the pure devotional service is better than knowledge and renunciation. And in this verse, he uses two words. That is, one who is situated in his prescribed duty, that if one has to be fixed in his prescribed duty, and secondly he gives that during performing his prescribed duty he has to be free from sinful activities and then should not have any material contamination. And in purport Prabhupada also highlights few things, so we'll discuss on these things. That one's present duration of life, during the one's present duration of life, we have to either achieve knowledge or by great fortune, pure devotional service. And then he uses the word yadruchaya. Yadruchaya means somehow or other somebody gets association of devotional, the pure devotees, then he can reach to the highest perfection of life. And if his devotional service is mixed with either futile activities or mental speculation, then he may not achieve the highest, but he may land up in the initial stage of shanti. Now in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna addresses the main issue which Arjuna has, that why I should have to go through this warfare, this war. By your first instruction, it is better for me to, you know, live like a sannyasi, like a brahmana. And I can live like that. And Krishna tells that, no, this is not the perfect attitude. He's He says that sahajam karma kaunteya, that sahajam karma kaunteya, he says that just like there are twins who are born maybe a little bit here and there, there's a difference between some time, but they are born together. Similarly, all the fruit, all the works in this material world, in conditioned life, are born with sadosham apinatyaja. Sadosham means with dosha. So, by seeing that fault in that work, we should not give up that work. He says, sarvarambhena doshena dhumena agnir ivavruta. This fault may appear from the very beginning of we start our work, but we should not get bewildered and start seeing for the another's occupational duty that, oh, the grass is greener on other side. I may do that particular job better than even that person, or I may get rid of this particular sinful activity which I am getting from my doing my work. Prabhupada writes in the purport that even this Varnashram Dharma, Varnashram system which Krishna has created, even four of them all have some fault in their work. Brahmanas also have to kill animals for their sacrifices. Then Kshatriyas also have to kill enemies. They can't avoid that. The enemy might be their relatives, but they have to perform that job. They can't avoid that. Even the merchants, they have to, sometime for profit, they have to hide their profits. Sometimes they have to do black marketing. It cannot be avoided. And he lastly says, even Shudra, if he has a bad master, still he has to carry the orders given by him. But here is a very nice analogy Krishna gives, that of all the materials we see that fire, it purifies everything. It's naturally pure, but still it is covered by smoke. But that smoke cannot make that fire impure. Similarly, the Brahmana killing animals, this cannot make his ability of chanting mantra impure. That activity itself has maybe having fault, but the nature of his chanting mantra and being pure cannot get contaminated by that activity, that fault. Similarly, by the killing tendency, the Kshatriya's ability to, his chivalry cannot be impure, cannot be contaminated. Vaishya's intelligence to earn money cannot be contaminated by his so-called doing black marketing. And similarly, the tendency to follow order, the service attitude cannot be contaminated by the servant sometimes following the orders which he shouldn't be followed, but because he has been given the orders by his master. So overall, what the crux is, Krishna says, we can't stop working. Every work has a fault. So what to do? So we keep on getting sinful activities and we stuck up there, stuck up here only, get body and bodies all together. He says, no. You perform your prescribed duties. Yata pravrtir bhutanam yena saram idam tatam swakarmanam tam abhyarcham siddhim bindanti manava. He says, stick to your prescribed duties. And worship whom? From who is the source of everything, and who is all pervading? And by doing that, you will achieve highest perfection. Later, he goes on clarifying what exactly he has to do. Generally, the temptation comes to adopt somebody else's prescribed duties, that. The nature of every conditioned soul is to enjoy newer and newer sense objects, the newer and newer way to enjoy the same objects. So he says that maybe by this particular way, if I enjoy, then I may get more satisfaction. That is a particular thing. So, but Krishna says that you should not do any activity for your sake. If you do that particular attitude itself will give you unhappiness and dissatisfaction. He says, do it for yajna. Yajna arthat karma anyatra loko yam karma vandana. Otherwise, if you do it for yourself, you will get contaminated. You will get bound by either pious or impious activity. That means you will get stuck up here. So, tadartham karma kaunteya, mukta sanga samachara. So, your every activity till the time death is not coming, till that time you should see that no rope should be there to bound me. I should be free. And to remain free, this is the only way to work. You can't stay idle. Now, not everybody will follow the same way, because everybody is individual. We have a free will. So Krishna says that there is a yoga ladder, but still he says that there are, when we yoga, when we connect, when somebody is trying to connect himself with Krishna, that means he's into some process. That is yoga. So normal karma, which will be the impelling force, is to enjoy himself. So that is a karma. It will entangle him. But if karma yoga, when he does it for the satisfaction of Krishna, then he may not get bound. So Krishna elaborates that then there is also a gradation, that sakama karma and then nishkama karma. So sakama karma, nishkama karma is, it's also a yoga, sakama karma yoga, nishkama karma yoga, but there is a difference. And then maybe jnana yoga and then bhakti yoga. But he gives an example that, suppose I met one person in between, like he was a very famous person who used to give, I mean he still gives fire safety seminars, and he charges people. So when I met him, I asked that you can kindly come and enlighten us, you know, give us some tips so that we can be fire safe. So he said, oh, we can do that. But later he forgot that. Then I again called him. So he said that you talk to my secretary. And then the secretary said that, yeah, actually we'll come, no problem. But you know, we actually, for outsider we charge this much amount, but because this is a temple, so we'll charge a little less. I said, okay, I'll get back to you. So point, what is the point here? So he is a person who cannot compromise with his profit. So karmi, he will not compromise at all, full profit. But this person, he says, no, for Krishna. He says, for Krishna, then I'll reduce my profit. I'll give something for Krishna. So then it's sakam karma. He will not give it up. But somebody else, if we approach and he will say, oh, I'll do that. I'll do it free of cost. Because it is for Krishna. I am earning from so many people. This much I will give it for Krishna. No charges. If he comes and he gives a seminar, a very nice seminar, and we always give prasad to everybody. And then so many people have come, and if there is a shortage in plate washing team, and if we ask him, sir, can you help us in washing the plates? He says, no, that I can't do. He is attached to what he likes to do, he will offer it to Krishna. So he has a The way of working is, you don't tell me what I should do. I mean, what I should offer it to Krishna. So it is nishkam. He is not asking for any fruits for his work to Krishna. But you can't tell him, I mean, he is restrictive in what is to be given and what is not to be given. But when somebody comes to the stage of bhakti yoga, then whatever you tell him, somebody comes, then he will say, why not? I will even mop also. I will do anything. So he is not charging, he is not keeping any profit, but he has no hesitation to do anything for Krishna. So ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamaham mama vartmanu vartante manushya partha sarvasya. Everybody follows the same path. Everybody is coming to me, and accordingly I reward them. Krishna says that still, there is an innate tendency, propensities, some qualifications which we have, which attracts us to some particular stream. Either karma yoga, or the jnana yoga, or bhakti yoga. You can't pull immaturely inorganically to someone to some particular yoga, particular path. So Prabhupada writes in purport that those who are not fully frustrated with the fruitive activities, they will always have an attitude to see that, oh, there are more, many ways I have not even tackled yet to find sense gratification. And few people have got frustrated. Maybe few lifetimes they have such a bad experience of this fruitive activity, they said, no, get rid of it. I know what is good, what is bad. So piety is sin. He knows what is to be done. But he has not come up to the stage where the service can be done and the work can be done and you can be happy. So he is frustrated with the work. To connection with the objects, he says, it will give misery. That is knowledge. He is stuck with jnana yoga. And third person is one who understands that everything is Krishna's property. So why not use everything for Krishna's service? So yukta vairagya. So bhakta never gets either frustrated, none even know, not atisakto. He is not frustrated or with the material object, and also he is not detached fully with the material desires. So it keeps the balance, and he has yadruchaya mat kadhado. So he, somehow or other, if he clings on to some rung of 9 process of devotional service, basically hearing and chanting, then he will achieve this perfection over the period of time. Maya is such a powerful force, which is force none other than Krishna. She is as powerful as Krishna, and she is so intelligent that she keeps everybody in challenge. Just like it is said that jahan daat hai wahan chane nahi, jahan chane hai wahan daat nahi. So both party remains unsatisfied. Similarly, Maya uses her wits to keep everybody on the frustrated level. Once there was a family, and they had 3 sons. So one very close relative, they give them invitation that, okay, some marriage is there, so all of you have to come. So as soon as this prospect comes, the younger one becomes really happy. He says, oh, marriage, fun, eating, new clothes, new shoes, wristwatch, everything, and I can flaunt I can show so many things, and I can get friends, and we can play so many. So he has so many prospects in marriage, but the parents said, no, you have 10th exam, you can't go. You can't go. So he wants to go, parents say, you can't go. The elder brother, he knows he has attended so many marriages, and now he has an experience that, you know, in close relatives, when they meet each other, they praise each other. Oh, how nice your dress is, and how you are very good in character and everything. But inside they have an envious attitude. Everybody knows. So basically, this is the material world where everybody wants what is best others have. So this son said, no, I will not go to the elder son says that the hypocritical behavior of people where they show something which they don't have inside, it irritates me. And so much wastage of time and money, right? And marriage means new friends, and then new expectations from, and then frustration. If expectations are not been fulfilled, they will get frustrated, and then totally the end result is unhappiness. So I won't go with that. So first one is the fruit karma yogi. Maya, he wants sense gratification. Maya will arrange in such a way that those sense objects will never give him happiness. Second one wants to be away from material desires. Parents say, you have to go, you are the elder person, you have to get married now. So so many prospects will come in, and we can find it. And people will say, where is your elder son and all that. So, like that, is that. And the third brother, he knows that actually, although there is nothing I have to do, but if he is a bhakti yogi, he will find, even though the arrangement may be so alluring that he may leave his bhakti, but he uses this as an opportunity to do yukta vairagya. So many people, and good occasion means I can approach both parties and say, okay, you sponsored the Bhagavad Gita for everybody. In good occasion, people do that. And many influential people will come and I can ask donation from them. So many influential people may give their time, land. I can ask them and somebody will come. And someone may ask for real happiness, that okay, do you have any process where I can become happy? Then I can link him to some weekend programs. So he has everything in his mind for what? Krishna. So occasion might be anything, he is thinking about how can I bring everybody to Krishna. Not like other two guys. So this is the way the different propensities, different qualifications will pull us into different paths. The third thing, Prabhupada says here that till we die, how much more we should value our human life? That word is there. We heard this many times, you know, the human life is so rare and we can achieve the highest ultimatum if you utilize this opportunity. But many times, you know, it takes and first hand experience or maybe several experiences to come to that level that okay, I can't waste this human form of life. There is a story of ancient folk story. You can understand this philosophy in connection with this. So once there was a pig, and that she pig has a 3 piglets. They were very poor. So now they are little grown up. Then the mother says that now I can't afford taking care of you. So you take care of yourself now. You are grown up now, little. So she gives them very important knowledge that now our only enemy is wolf. So you protect yourself from wolf. So how will we protect? She gives everybody $1. Use this $1. And as winter comes, what will happen? You have to save yourself from snow. So build your house. Because winter means the furry wolf will search for the animals which are outside. She sends everybody Hare Krishna, bye bye. So all of them goes. With $1, they have never seen such a wealth. The first one sees that, oh, what an opportunity. So he forgets the main message that make your fortune with this. Remember, protect yourself. He says, okay, so building house, no? What a big deal. So he goes to the market and finds the cheapest material to build house. He says, straw. Straw house is also there. So he buys the straw and makes the house. And this house actually, the straw house cannot protect you from snow. You know, the wind comes and he struggles inside. And the wolf is going. So he thinks that with all the remaining money I can enjoy all sorts of sense gratification. But in the process he suffers because the house cannot give him protection, and at the end, wolf is going to come. So will the wolf comes and knocks on his door, and the straw house is not strong enough to stop this wolf, and wolf comes and eats him. So this is the karma yogi who generally his only aim is to avoid, or maybe it is said that smashan vairagya, death will not happen to me. or material desires, I can handle it. I mean, the disadvantages which are going to come by too much sense gratification, I will handle it. So, Lord Shiva, in his prayers to Sri Krishna, and even Muchkunda also, to Lord Krishna, he uses this same verse that Pramattam Uccher Iti Kritta Chintaya Pravruddha Lobham Visheshu Lalasam Tvam Apramattam Sahasabhi Padyase Kshun Leli Hano Hir Ivabhukhum Antakaha. Lord Shiva describes that this kind of fruitive activities, fruitive workers, they are so mad. Pramattam Uccher Iti Kritta Chintaya. They are always meditating on how to enjoy differently or big way. Pravruddha lobham, it's like greed always going on. All the time, they are thinking about how to extract from this world. Visheshu lalasam, only about sense gratification. Nowhere they find time to go to you, my dear Lord. I can serve you or I can have some time for you. So they are mad, pramattam. But he says, Tvam apramattam sahasa vipadyase. But you keep record. Tvam apramattam. You are very alert. When to strike them. Just as he gives an example of a snake. He strikes on the mouse and he slowly swallows it. Snake has no way to get out of that snake's mouth grip. Similarly, the fruitive workers, they are stuck. I mean, they are miserable in both this life and also in next life. So this first pig dies. The second pig, he has $1. He's sort of disgusted with material desire. He says, it's not a good proposal to do because it's all temporary. And mother says that build house. House is temporary. We are temporary. It's like an impersonalist says that, you know, aham brahmasmi, namo narayana. Everything is jagan mithya. So he says, but still, till the time death comes, I have to protect myself. But not so lavishly. So he goes and finds some better option than straw. He says, sticks. He finds sticks. So just like ekdandi. So he says that, so many sticks together will protect us from material desire. So his approach is to stay away from material desire because it will entangle me. And he will not work. So he builds a house of sticks and stay inside, does nothing. And again the wolf comes as a material. Sorry, isko touch ho gaya. So wolf knocks. Still it is not straw, but he can't penetrate. But he knocks so hard. Tuck, tuck. Imagine if somebody is knocking on your door. How long you can tolerate? It's irritating. So he has to open. Who is there? And the wolf comes and he devours him. So Brahma, Lord Brahma, he in his prayers tells Krishna that ye anya arvindaksha vimukta maninas tvayashta bhavat avishuddha buddhaya. Those people who think themselves very high, very liberated person, what happens? Aruhya krishrena param padam tatah patantyadha anadrata yusmadangriya. They do so much austerity. They stay away from material desires, hardly eat something, read scriptures, but they don't come to the conclusion. They don't respect your lotus feet. They don't serve devotees. They don't serve you. That's why even though they get the position, which is very rare, to stay away from sense desire, sense gratification, still because they don't have anything higher, they fall down. So this knocking is the material, because we are always active, the force will come that you have to do something. What to do? If you can't go up, you will come down. So aruhya krishrena param padam tata patanti adho. You have to come down. Again they get entangled. This is Jnana Yogi. The third pig he is little intelligent, he is intelligent enough. He says, he focuses on the message, what mother said. It's very important. First thing is you have to protect yourself. So build very strong house. So he goes and finds bricks. He makes a bricks house, very strong. And lo and behold, wolf comes, and he shouts, he knocks. Nothing happens because it's a very strong wall. Still, it's a Maya. I mean, death and the material desire leaves no one. So he finds some holes, loopholes to come inside, and then he finds that chimney is there. So he jumps from the chimney. So before he comes, before he jumps, what this pig does, he keeps the hot water into the chimney, and as the wolf falls into it, he puts a cover and he cooks it. The story, what does it mean? Previous example, what we say, third bhakti yoga is very intelligent. He says he is not fearful of material desire, neither death. He protects himself. He is not on the street, oh come death and material desire, I will embrace you. He protects himself, but somehow or other if material desire comes, enters, he turns it to his advantage. So this is what Yukta Vairagya is. See, any thing, any object he sees, how can I can use it for Krishna? Secondly, the death, the devotee always is very careful that it is said that Yamaraj says, Swarga apavarga narakeshu api tulya artha darshina. So, the prominent fear in which fruity worker has is cessation from sense gratification. If death comes, that means stop. So he is fearful of that. And the second person has no sort of either death or life, he has no work. I mean, he has no goal, higher goal itself. But this bhakti yogi, I mean, the bhakta thinks that even in this conditioned life, I am trying to serve Krishna with my limitations, my impurities. And if Krishna wish, then if death comes, then he may promote me to the better circumstances where I can serve him, because my attitude will not change. So even if I serve here or serve in Golok, doesn't matter. I mean, in the sense, it is in fact better thing. And just like there is one father and small girl, 4-year-old girl, in the rainy season, they in a village they were walking, they see that a very big ditch is there. And to cross that, there is a wooden bridge, very unprotected, very thin bridge. And when you walk on that, it also vibrates also, so you can fall also. So, father says to child, please hold my hand, tightly. Little girl says, no, father, you hold my hand. So what difference it is? Same thing. No. Father, if I held your hand and if something happened, then I may leave your hand at any time and I may fall in the ditch. But if you hold my hand, whatever happens, you will never leave me. That confidence I have. Similarly, the devotee has so much confidence in Krishna that whatever happens, if I have shown you my sincerity, and Krishna is so merciful, he says, ye yatha mam prapadyante, if we even step forward one step, he comes million steps towards us. So if we show him little sincerity, then he makes sure that he will never put us in some circumstances where we will leave, or we will go away from him. So that much confidence he has. So if a death comes, he uses it as a stepping stone to go to Krishna, more closer to Krishna. Like Dhruva Maharaj, death came, even he didn't notice, and he used it as a step to climb the Vaikuntha plain. So this is the different propensities which come. How it will come? So naturally, by step by step evolution process we may come to the human form of life. But the some outside force should enter into our life so that then only we will come closer to Krishna. And that is devotee. So the third pig, he understands the human form of life, the message of his mother. He says, Nrudeham adyam sulabham sudurlabham plabham sukalpam guru karana dharam mayanukulena navasva taritum pumam bhavabdhim na taresa atmaha. If we do not use this highest developed customized machine in this 84 lakh species of life, 84 lakh species, human body in such a way, such a machine which even demigods and demons also aspire. God, when I'll get this? Even this chapter itself, in previous verses it is mentioned that even demons and demigods also aspire to come to this particular body where there is a balance of happiness and distress. And we can take first class focus shelter of Krishna. And Krishna has provided this as a boat. And Krishna says, I have given this message which is actually helps us to go forward. If we just focus on that, we keep the wind to move forward, then there is no, we will not waste our human form of life. Those who do they are like Atmaha. The second version of this story is, in first version they die, Karma Yogi and Jnana Yogi. But second version, what they do? They somehow escape and run to this Bhakti Yogi's house. And they says, please help us. He says, don't worry, this house is safe. And you are my brother, I will help you. And when wolf comes, they eat together. In the sense, they cook him. The story, what it means that, the day before that shloka has come, Yadruchaya matkadhado, yad jata shraddhastu yah puman, na nirvindo nati sakto, bhakti yoga asya siddhidha. The intervention of devotee in life, then only these two understand that, yes, this bhakti yoga is a perfect one. So there are various examples in Srimad Bhagavatam where even jnanis have understood, experienced the highest stage of devotional service. Even our Sukhdev Goswami and Chatush Kumar, they were Brahmavadi before, but somehow, we can't predict why this has happened, but they have come to the devotional service. And they are a fruity actor. We are all, almost, we are fruity workers before, right? All of us had been a perfect fruity workers, but somehow we are trying our level best to come to this, minimizing our own agendas and maximizing the agendas of Krishna and Guru and how to serve Him. And in this way only we can reach to the four active stages of servitude, stages of perfection, not Shanta. Shanta is also perfect, but that is Jnana Mishra Bhakti and Karma Mishra Bhakti. If somebody is doing, then Krishna, the Prabhupada writes in Prabhupada that they may attain neutral stage, means Shanta, tree, or maybe many other, but higher than that is Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya, where you can actually experience more happiness than Krishna by serving Him, which nobody can, the fruity worker, this you can't even imagine. Neither our Jnana Yogi can imagine what is that bliss multiplied by Brahmananda. So Krishna in further verses will establish how this devotional service is most perfect for every human being. We'll stop here. If anybody has any question, you can ask. Or we'll end. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gaur Premanandai. Hari Hari. Thank you.